Wednesday, November the 25th. We have been hit by a wildcat strike. Mrs. Claricoats, the school secretary, has refused to handle the voice of youth. She says there is nothing in her job description to say she has to mess about with school magazines. The editorial team offered to duplicate copies ourselves, but Mrs. Claricoats says that she alone knows how to work the wretched thing. I am in despair. A whole 6 hours' work wasted. Thursday, November the 26th. Thanksgiving Day, USA. New moon. Pandora's father is photocopying the voice of youth on his office machine. He didn't want to, but Pandora sulked in her room and refused to eat until he agreed. Friday, November the 27th. 500 copies of The Voice of Youth were on sale in the dinner hall today. 500 copies were locked in the games cupboard by the end of the afternoon. Not one copy was sold. Not one! My fellow pupils are nothing but Philistines and morons. We are dropping the price to 20 pence on Monday. My mother phoned and wanted to speak to my father. I told her that he is on a fishing weekend with the Society of Redundant Electric Storage Heater Salesmen. A postcard from the post office to say that unless my father phones the post office before 5:30, our phone will be disconnected. Saturday, November the 28th. A telegram addressed to me. The BBC? No, from my mother. Adrian, stop coming home. Stop. What does she mean, stop coming home? How can I stop coming home? I live here. The phone has been cut off. I am considering running away from home. Sunday, November the 29th, Advent Sunday. My mother has just turned up with no warning. She had all her suitcases with her. She has thrown herself on the mercy of my father. My father has just thrown himself on the body of my mother. I tactfully withdrew to my bedroom, where I am now trying to work out how I feel about my mother's return. On the whole, I am over the moon. But I'm dreading her looking around our squalid house. She will go mad when she finds out that I have lent Pandora her fox fur coat. Monday, November the 30th, St. Andrew's Day. My mother and father were still in bed when I left for school. Sold one copy of The Voice of Youth to Barry Kent. He wanted to discover the truth about himself. He is a slow reader, so it will probably take him until Friday to find out. We're going to try dropping the price to 15 pence to try to stimulate demand. There are now 499 copies to be sold. My mother and father are in bed again, and it's only 9 p.m. The dog is very pleased my mother is back. It has been going about smiling all day. Tuesday, December the 1st. I called the post office and pretended to be my father. I spoke in a very deep voice and told a lot of lies. I said that I, George Mole, had been in a lunatic asylum for 3 months and I needed the phone to ring up the Samaritans, etc. The woman sounded dead horrible. She said she was fed up with hearing lame excuses from irresponsible non-payers. She said that the phone would only be reconnected when £289.19 had been paid, plus £40 reconnection fee, plus a deposit of £40. £369! When my parents get out of bed and discover the lack of dialing tone, I will be done for. Wednesday, December the 2nd. My father tried to phone up after a job today. He has gone berserk. My mother cleaned my bedroom. She turned up my mattress and found the big and bouncies and the blue phone bill. I sat on the kitchen stool while they interrogated me and shouted abuse. My father wanted to give me a to within an inch of his life thrashing, but my mother stopped him. She said it would be more of a punishment to make the tight-fisted sod cough up some of his building society savings. So that is what I'm being forced to do. Now I will never be an owner-occupier. Thursday, December the 3rd. Drew out £200 from my building society account. I don't mind admitting that there were tears in my eyes. It will take another 14 years before I can replace it. Friday, December the 4th. Moon's first quarter. I am suffering from severe depression. It is all Pandora's father's fault. He should have had a holiday in England. Saturday, December the 5th. Had a letter from Grandma to ask why I hadn't sent her a Christmas card yet. Sunday, December the 6th. Second in Advent. I am still being treated like a criminal. My mother and father are not speaking to me, and I'm not allowed out. I might just as well turn to delinquency.